What is your reaction to the news with Rob Gronkowski?
Yeah, that was a, tough news to hear for everybody because he's such a, big part of our team and what we do and his, enthusiasm and energy for the game and what, he means to us on the field because he's such a great player and the kind of leader he is off the field and in the locker room. So it's a tough loss, but we still got a big challenge ahead and we're going to try to do the best we can do. And, we still got a lot of good players and we'll be focused on what our job is, which this week, we've got a big test playing the Rams, their defense, what they can do. So, we'll just have to, everyone's going to have to step their game up.
What do you, as a teammate, as a friend, someone who spent a lot of time with him and seen what he's gone through,
Yeah. Can
you speak emotionally about how it impacts you and other guys in that locker room?
Yeah, well, he's been through a lot over the years, and he's been, he always comes back strong with a great attitude and a great mindset. So I think that's, what everybody expects from him. He's, he's a great guy. He's a great teammate. He's a great friend. And, he's a tough guy, so he always battles back. And we'll keep battling without him. So we got a lot of tough guys in the locker room still. And, see what we can make of this season. We're off to a good start. We got to keep it going. And we got to, this time of year where we need to play our best football.
Is that one of the most important messages for you in part on the rest of the locker room? Look, great guy, great player, but we had a game on Sunday and we have four more after that and then the playoffs.
Yeah, and it doesn't stop for anybody. I think you, the games keep being played and they keep going. And, I've learned that lesson a few times in my career. That, when you're out there, you got to appreciate it. And when you're not, you do everything you can to get back. It's for the guys who have the opportunity to go out there and play this week and fortunate to go play the game. You do it with a lot of excitement, enthusiasm, because you don't know what next week's going to bring. And, we got to go out there and play, like I said, a great game. It's a good time of year to start playing, our best football.
Tom, you've mentioned that the 2001 team is going to be out there. You're celebrating that, the 2001 team, and you're also reaching a milestone if you get a victory. You've mentioned how lucky you are to play with some great players. How fortunate do you feel to be out there?
Yeah, to still be able to do it has been, I would never imagine that. So it's a great opportunity this week for us, and, yeah, it'd be nice to see all those guys back here from that team. That was a long time ago. But, I know it's a big celebration for everybody, but we still got a job to do, the guys who are playing. So we'll be focused and ready to go.
Can you guys replace Rob, or do you just have to figure out a way to get by without him?
Well, he's a tough player to just, there's no guys like Rob just on the street, so it's hard to just sub one guy for one guy. But, there's other guys who just have to play, when he comes out of the lineup, someone else has to step in and fill that spot. May not be a tight end spot, maybe another receiver, another running back, could be tight end. You just got to be determined on what the play is. We still have to go out and execute the plays well, and there's 70 of them in the game, and you got to execute all 70 as well as you possibly can. The better players you have, the more dependent and consistent players you have, the more you can do that on a consistent basis. So, there's going to be a lot of guys trying to do that.
The fact that your personnel is so varied and you've had experience like this before playing without Tom, how much does that help you as a quarterback kind of deal with everything?
Yeah, we've had some experience, I think, this year dealing without him and dealing without, being light at receiver, light at tight end, light at running back. It's not something that you want to deal with. But, at some point in the year, based on how long the season is, you're always going to deal with something. And different guys are going to be counted on at different times to do different things. So, it's like I said, it's tough to replace just, swap, Gronk out for somebody else. But, the other guys who are going to fill that fifth, skill spot, are going to have to do a great job, whoever that is. It'll be different from a play-to-play basis, but, we're just going to have to go out there and execute at a very high level.
How confident are you in this team moving on without Gronk?
I mean, I think we all have confidence that we can go out and win games, no doubt. So, we'd all love to have him out there, but he's not, and we'd still feel like we can go out and win a lot of games. Thank you.